ஞானமூலம் குருர்மூர்த்தி பூஜாமூலம் குருர்பதம் மந்திரமூலம் குருர்வாக்கியம் மோக்ஷமூலம் குருர்கிருபா மோக்ஷமூலம் குருர்கிருபா மோக்ஷமூலம் குருர்கிருபா.
That guru whose form is the best to meditate upon, to that guru whose lotus feet are the best for worship, to that guru whose word itself is the mantra, to that supreme guru, the Jagat Guru, whose grace alone is the root of liberation, we, the staff of Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanti Nilayam, offer our prayerful and grateful salutations. Invoking Bhagwan's presence and benediction on this auspicious occasion of the 59th anniversary of the hospital, respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, our loving Sai Rams to all of you. Dedicating our humble efforts to the thinker of all thoughts, the speaker of all words, the doer of all deeds, and the one who is beyond all these, we now offer at the divine lotus feet a musical presentation titled Samarpan, a humble tribute to our beloved divine master. A student happened to ask Bhagwan one day, "Swami, what is the best relationship we can have with you?" Swami's reply was, "If you want my relationship with you to be permanent, then take me as your guru, regard me as your revered master, and be my steadfast pupil. This bond will last not a lifetime, but lifetimes together." Unquote. Yes, the bond between the guru and the shishya is eternal. There is complete surrender in this relationship, and there's no compulsion whatsoever when the shishya accepts the master's training, and the master is concerned only about one thing, the pupil's progress. Jalaluddin Rumi, a famous Sufi poet and a philosopher, remarked, "Whoever travels on the spiritual path without a guide will need 200 long years for a journey of mere 2 days. The very first bhajan that our own master taught us is Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustara Bhava Sagara Taranam. Yes, it is only the guru who can guide us, who can help us, who can ferry us across the ocean of this samsara. When the fisherman casts his net, it is only those fish which are swimming close to the feet of the fisherman that escape from being caught. Similarly, when Maya casts her subtle spell on us, it is only those who have taken refuge at the lotus feet of the master who escaped this trap. We often sing in our bhajans, Guru Seva Bina Nirvana Nahi. The same sentiment is echoed by Saint Purandara Dasa when he sings in Kannada, Guru Vina Gulama Naguva Tanaka Doreya Danna Mukuti. Unless we serve the Master earnestly, we cannot hope to be liberated. Therefore, with prayers to our Master, to make us worthy of His love and grace through Seva and Sadhana, which He Himself has given us, we now present the Guru Shloka that describes the qualities of the Sadguru, Sai Ram. Heard and understood from this Guru Shloka, true Guru is Gu Gunatita Ru Rupa Varjita, the formless and the attributeless. We are all highly fortunate and blessed indeed because we are a generation on this Mother Earth when the Lord Himself chose to be the Guru. When the Lord Himself decided to shower upon humanity the Atma Kripa, the Guru Kripa, the Shastra Kripa and Ishwara Kripa. It is said in Viveka Chudamani, Durlabham Trayamevaita Devanugraha Hetukam Manushyatvam Mumukshatvam Mahapurusha Samshrayaha. The unique, the rare, triple blessing of human birth, the yearning for liberation and discipleship to an illumined guru, when it happens only by God's grace. And what happens when the God Himself becomes the guru? When God becomes the guru, we have this unique opportunity of being unmade and then remade in the hands of the divine sculptor. And when we are thus recreated by the divine touch and the training of the master, what we get in this very lifetime itself is not punarjanma, the rebirth, but punya janma, the sacred birth. Expressing our immense gratitude to our master for this blessing, we now present a song that extols the glory of the ever compassionate, the all merciful and the all knowing Master Sai, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Kasturi Garu, who was one of the foremost disciples of the Sadguru, is hailed as the Vyasa and the Valmiki of the Sai era. This scholar par excellence and a great devotee dedicated his life for Swami and his divine mission. In addition to being the editor of the Sanatana Sarathi, Sri Kasturi Garu was also Swami's biographer, translator and the postman of Prashanti Nilayam. Bhagwan would often surprise and delight him with unexpected visits to his house. One morning, when Swami visited his house unannounced, he saw Kasturi Garu enjoying himself with a doll. This doll was a bear with a kettle drum around its waist, and the bear was playing on the drum with two sticks in its hands with the help of a spring mechanism. Swami, with mock anger, pushed the bear aside, which fell on the ground, and Swami said, "Kasturi, I will do the same thing to you also." Pointing to the bear, which still continued to play the drum while lying on the ground, Kasturi Garu said, "Then Swami, I will also continue to play." By this statement, what he meant was that even when the master crushes our ego, we must hold on to his feet and continue to live and proclaim his teachings till the end of our life, come what may. Truly, his was a life that was lived for his master alone. What is the Guru Dakshina that our master expects? Bhagwan has once said, "The real gurus are worshipped not by dakshina, but by pradakshina, the circumambulation by revering them with heart and soul." The triple blessing of darshan, sparshan and sambhashan with the divine master must make us realize that true pada seva to guru is to walk in his footsteps by practicing his teachings. Here is the guru who declared, "My life is my message." To value the master, we must master his values so that our life becomes his message. We now render the Guru Stotram, which expounds the mastery of the Jagat Guru.
Thank you.
Fortune. The greatest privilege is that our Guru, being the Creator Himself, has simplified for us the toughest nuances of Vedanta, the quintessence of the teachings of all the scriptures of all the religions in the world in a very simple and practical manner. This fact is beautifully articulated by Sri Kasturi Ji, who says, Bhagwans, every word is a mantra, every phrase is a sutra, every sentence a Gayatri, and every discourse an Upanishad, unquote. Therefore, before venturing into the study of Prasthanatraya, we must first study Bhagwan's Gita Vahini, Bhagwan's discourses on the Gita, Upanishad Vahini and Sutra Vahini. In fact, the best form of Swadhyaya for us is regular study of Sai literature. In this age of communication and technology, the message of the Yuga Avatar, this Purnavatar, is readily available for all of us, just at the touch of a fingertip online through Radio Sai Global Harmony, for which we are eternally grateful to Bhagwan. We can say Radio Sai is in fact the Panchajanya of Sai Krishna's message. Dear brothers and sisters, here is a glimpse, a small glimpse into the simplicity and lucidity of Bhagwan's teachings, which are often best explained through interesting chinnakathas, parables and analogies. Lord Krishna in the Gita says, Sukha dukham samam dhiram so amritatvaya kalpate, which means, the one who treats the dvandvas, the dualities of life like pain and pleasure, with equanimity is alone fit to realize the immortality of the Atma. And our Sai Krishna tells us in the simplest possible way as to how we can develop this equanimity. Swami says, while you are driving a car through rough roads, when you have to often switch the gears, you press the clutch, isn't it? The same way, while trudging through the thick and thin, the triumphs and tragedies of life, when transition becomes inevitable, to make this transition smooth and to maintain equanimity, Swami says, keep chanting the mantra, whatever happens, happens for our highest good. And keep telling yourself, this too shall pass. Yes, patience is all the virtue a sadhaka needs, as Swami would often say. Swami says, recognize the divine hand behind every happening, then you will not grieve or exult over any situation.
Who else other than the Creator himself can give us such profound and yet ready to practice messages? As his children, what we need is to have unflinching trust in him, implicitly obey his commands, and unconditionally accept the outcome as his prasadam, and thus surrender to his mighty will, so that our egocentric life is transformed to God-centric life. Sarva karma bhagvat prityartham is the key to this karma yoga, which is nothing but karma phala tyaga. And how should we lead our daily lives? What should we do in order to practice hands in the society and head in the forest? Well, this song says it all. This song is composed by the one whom we hail as Kavim Kavinam, the poet among poets, the master poet, and is explicitly defines for us the way of life.
Yes, no. from top to toe, I am selfless. Love is selflessness, and selfishness is lovelessness. Yes, it is the selfless, unconditional love that is His greatest gift to humanity. It is the medium through which our Guru teaches us, corrects us, transforms us, and thus gives our real self back to us. Love is both the goal and the means. The Premavatar can be attained only through Prema Yoga. An ardent devotee who was blessed to accompany Bhagwan during darshans recollects an insightful incident. In the year 1976, during Guru Purnima celebrations, after a long, hectic morning session, the devotee humbly submitted his prayer to the Lord, requesting Him to take rest and not come for darshan in the evening. Even before he could complete his prayer, Swami said, "Do you think all these people here come for my darshan? Are they here so that they can see me? Wrong, absolutely wrong. It is I who is going to have their darshan. They have all come at my sankalpa, at my behest, so that I can see them." Hearing this, the devotee thought to himself, "What Swami is saying is pure atishayokti, exaggeration. How can Swami have His devotee's darshan?" Swami immediately responded to his thought, "Atishayokti," and then went on to explain lovingly, "When I go amidst the devotees, do you think I look at their bodies? I see their souls. When I see them, I see their past, their present, and think what I should do for their better future. Unfortunately, you all look at me as the one with the body." And then Bhagwan went on to explain what is a real revelation for entire humanity. Swami emphatically stated, "Every time I address you as Divyatma Swarupulara, do you think I do this to praise you? To please you? No, you are all Atmas, and that is how I always see you." As Swami Himself emphasized, every time He looks at us, He sees His own reflection in us. That is why He is able to love us unconditionally, despite the multitude of inadequacies and shortcomings that we have. Dear brothers and sisters, what is the fundamental lesson He is teaching us? The lesson is, it is the underlying divinity that is the basis for humanity. Ekatma, Sarvabhuta, Antaratma. He would often tell us, Parulu parulu kadaya paramatmude. There is no para, the other. There is only Paramatma. Being His pupils, the lifetime Sai challenge for us is, are we able to see Sai in each and every person we come across? Can we greet everyone with a Sai Ram that comes not from our lips but from deep down the heart that acknowledges the presence of Sai in the person whom we greet? Swami Vivekananda, one of the foremost disciples of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, once said, "If I can show the world one glimpse of my Master through my life, then I shall not have lived in vain." This very statement sums up the lifetime sadhana for all of us who have had God Himself as the Guru. Well, we shall now listen to a Kannada composition by Saint Purandara Dasa. This song depicts the spiritual journey of a pilgrim who merges with the Lord through various stages of his earthly existence.
Tamburi meetidava Tamburi meetidava Bavagri daatidava Tamburi meetidava Bavagri daatidava Taalava tattidava Taalava tattidava Suraludu seeridava
is a humble prayer at the lotus feet. Swami, when you take us on your wings into the skies of your glory, give us the humility to bow to you in all men. When you trample us under your feet to shake off our unlikeness to you, grant us the resolve to cling to your feet with love. When you take the sword to strip us of all selfhood, give us the strength to surrender to your wrath. When you lift us up into the heavens of your bosom, grant us the courage to sever the bonds of earth.
Swami, with the deepest sense of gratitude, we thank you for this humble opportunity of submitting your own teachings, your own compositions at Thy lotus feet in this August assembly. And we wish to conclude with the most popular form of Nama Sankirtan, the bhajan. Swami once said to an elderly devotee, "Every bhajan session that you attend in Prashanti Nilayam will earn you the merit of attending 108 Ashwamedha Yagas." In fact, bhajan is an integral part of a spiritual sadhana. And our own Lord, as we all know, would conclude every discourse of His with a mellifluous bhajan. Swami, here is a bouquet of bhajans being offered to the Gana Lola Nada Brahma Sai, Sai Ram.
The scriptures declare, it is by Guru's grace alone that one realizes that he himself is the all-pervading divinity. It is by his grace alone that one finds the truth that everything he seeks is contained within himself. It is his grace alone that can bestow the highest wisdom right here in this very life. To the lotus feet of that Guru, we offer our pranams.
सर्वं परिकल्पितं च इदं विजानामि तदात्मरूपं तस्यामृपद्मम् प्रणतोऽस्मि नित्यम् तस्यामृपद्मम् प्रणतोऽस्मि नित्यम् सत्यसाईपादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम्
सत्य साई पादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम्
सत्य साई पादाम्बुजम् भजरे मानस निरन्तरम् परमपवित्रं पावनचरणम् परमपवित्रं पावनचरणम् कलिमलदहनं श्रीगुरुचरणम् कलिमलदहनं श्रीगुरुचरणम् भयनाशन दुरित निवारण भयनाशन दुरित निवारण बद्रीपुरीश्वर पङ्कज चरणम् बद्रीपुरीश्वर पङ्कज चरणम् मानस निरन्तरम्
भज भजते मानस निरन्तरम्
भज भजते मानस निरन्तरम्
भज भजते मानस निरन्तरम्
सत्य साई पादाम्बुजम् भजते मानस निरन्तरम् परम
ഭാവനീതം പാവന ചരണം കരിമല ദഹനം ശ്രീഗുരു ചരണം ഭഗവയനാശന ദുരിത നിവാരണ പതിപുരീശ്വര പങ്കജ ചരണം മാനസ നിരന്തരം ഭജ ഭജ രേ മാനസ നിരന്തരം
ഭജ ഭജ രേ മാനസ നിരന്തരം
ഭജ ഭജ രേ മാനസ നിരന്തരം
ഭജ ഭജ രേ മാനസ നിരന്തരം
സായി പാദാംബുജം ഭജ
Dearest Swami, may we all experience your presence at all times and in all places, and may we realize the blessedness of being your instruments always. May we realize that all things happen according to your will, and may we trust, accept and surrender to your will at every step of our life. We thank you, Swami. Thank you all, dear brothers and sisters. Jai Sai Ram.
Yeah.
గుణ గో
ಕದಿ Narayana, 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 Naray तुम हो
यीशु पिता प्रभु अल्लाह अकबर चिरिताई पति सर तुम हो
यीशु पिता प्रभु अल्लाह अकबर शिरडी साई पति साई तुम हो
यीशु पिता प्रभु अल्लाह अकबर शिरडी साई पति साई तुम हो
गुरु नानक जी तुम हो पति साई तुम हो
यीशु पिता प्रभु अल्लाह अकबर श्री साई पति साई तुम हो
गुरु नानक भी तुम हो
गुरु नानक भी तुम हो
सौराष्ट्र महावीर तुम हो
सौराष्ट्र महावीर तुम हो
यीशु पिता प्रभु तुम हो
Love. समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु